All right, today, historians of hysteria pay homage to some ladies that redefine patriarchal stereotypes with their take no prisoners, have no regrets, and sometimes murderous ways. Join us as the Something Perplexing podcast looks at some wicked women. I'm Issa.
I'm Patty.
And I'm Khaled. What's up,
This
guys?
what's up,
Hi.
buddy?
I'm good. Hey.
This particular podcast, I want you guys to know that Patty, this is your baby because me and Khaled did
We're
not
not women.
decide. Yeah,
Exactly.
so we couldn't say we want to do a podcast on the evil of woman.
Yeah, because we want to know, Patty, what have you done that would fall into this category? Can you think of anything as a woman? Evil? No. No.
Like really evil?
Yeah, why not? I think I've done some evil things.
You think you do evil things?
Yeah. When you mix chocolate with like pasta, doesn't work. Doesn't make any sense. It's kind of you're wasting food.
I can't think of anything, but if something comes to me while we're talking, I'll let you know.
I
I
doubt
mean, if
it.
you want to confess on the couple people you kill, if you want to confess on early murders, just like, revelations.
When I was a kid, my neighbor
Holy shit.
said that if you put a mic, like a glass on top of an ant, it would burn.
Possibly.
I was go I didn't go through with it because I felt bad, but I was thinking of doing it. So
You didn't even
I
do
don't know if it works or not. That same neighbor, he's a boy, also told me that if you pour salt on a frog, they explode. Is that
Oh,
true?
I do that one. It
Is it
does.
true? It
Yeah.
explodes?
It wouldn't explode. It'll be back would like bubble up. It
Sizzle?
kind of, yeah.
I
It
wonder
looked
why.
like the
Might as well,
super
since we're
gross.
confessing and stuff, I like listen, I denied one of my cat's food by, sampling its food. It took us a bite just to see what it tastes like. Denied him the meal. It's a little bit,
Oh,
I had to sample
no,
it.
Khalid, no.
A bite.
You eat cat food, dude?
Oh yeah.
Like
It was a
what?
dry little
A
kibble
dry
thing.
cat food?
Yeah, it was
Did
good.
you like it?
Not really. Only
Okay.
had two pieces, I had to make sure. It tastes kind of like Cheetos. You've had Cheetos? It's good at first, but then after a while, not so good. It's like, eh, why am I eating this?
Cheetos are not good after a while.
No, they're not cheesy enough.
Cheetos. So
I like the
good.
hot Cheetos, and now they make the super hot Cheetos, and they're super hot.
Dude.
Murderously hot.
I
Guys,
see how.
I know we're gonna go off on a tangent here, but I just wanna
Too late.
say something really fast. Now that you mentioned Cheetos, there's
Too
a new app called the Yuka. It's not new, it's new to me, called the Yuka, Yuka, and you can literally scan any food or any cosmetics, and it'll tell you what is it gives you a rating. I
Okay.
think Cheetos were like a zero.
A rating of what? Like awesomeness or
On
health
the
factors?
health factors, if it has foods in it that you shouldn't be eating, there's so much food that we hear that would be banned in other countries. Yes.
My bad. I said Cheetos. I meant Cheez-Its. My bad.
Oh.
Oops.
Okay.
I love
That's a big
Cheetos,
difference, dude.
but they
Like,
got zero? That sucks.
Cheetos, I think, were a zero. I mean, it's not going to stop me from eating my hot Cheetos, but like, I'm going to do a bag of oranges right now. Let's see
Love
what
hot
it says.
Cheetos. Love
Wait,
hot
wait,
Cheetos.
wait. I don't understand the scale. So zero is horrible?
Yeah, it tells you why. I'm trying to find a food that I can rate for you guys. Well, I don't know why Lewis's deodorant is here, but I'm gonna scan Lewis's deodorant.
Does it smell? I usually smell them before I buy
This
them.
is a 10 out of 100. It's bad. Why is it bad? Oh gosh, hold on. I wiped out. Why is it bad?
Please scar any barcode in it?
Yeah, you because
No way.
it has
Interesting.
petrolatum, which is hazardous.
Oh,
It's a potential
petrolatum?
carcinogen. Yes, it's a potential carcinogen.
Synergy?
And then it also has cyclop pentasiloxane, which is has moderate risk, paraffinum liquidum, which is moderate risk. Yeah, download it. I throw away so much stuff. I asked Lewis if he wanted me to throw away his deodorant. He said, no, I like it. I said, okay.
Throw that in the description. I want to download that.
Smells
too
good.
Bad those barcodes don't come on people. You can scan them and see what they've been up to, you know.
Mm-hmm, Colin. Mm-hmm.
Soon to come.
Just love your reaction on that one.
Too bad these people we're going to cover today didn't have any barcodes on them. Mm-hmm. Would have seen some shit. See, and that's what we tied back in. Blending it back in.
Good job.
Circle back. Circle back. Look who gets back on the rail, dude.
I know. The unlikeliest of characters.
sugar, y'all. Let's get on board.
We have this particular podcast today, too, because Women's Month. Patty, what is this month? What's the deal? Women Month?
Women's History Month?
It's Women's History Month, Myeloma Awareness Month. It's a bunch of different.
Should we maybe do Amazing Women too to counteract this?
Oh,
maybe we could just shout out one amazing woman at the end of the episode.
Ooh, I got one. I got Patty.
No.
Oh, Ms. I like that, Colin. You guys are doing really good today. I love that.
Miss Patricia Barua, podcaster, writer, all around amazing woman.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. We can wrap the episode, I think.
All right. Until next time. Unless you guys want to hear about some murder and blood.
And blood.
Yeah, go for a little bit of that. Just to, you know, bring us down a bit because Patty got us so high on life right now.
Mm-hmm.
We come back down to normal levels with murder, disgust.
And deceit.
Murder and disgust and blood.
And wrestling.
Ooh. Wrestling.
My story has wrestling.
Like WWE wrestling or like professional
Mexican wrestling?
Mexican wrestling,
like lucha libre.
Lucha libre?
I love it.
And popcorn.
Oh, I like that. That sounds delicious. Let's go with you.
That makes me think about like our old...
And a prison wedding.
Oh, prison wedding.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Holy shit. Well, I can't wait anymore, dude. Take this shit off.
It's like ordering tacos at a Mexican restaurant. You just can't wait now. You just get all the good stuff.
Oh, I want tacos. Okay. So do I go first?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So the woman that I'm covering today, I don't want to say the woman I'm doing. The woman I'm covering is Juana Barraza, and she is known, she's still alive, as La Mata Viejitas, which translates to the old lady killer. So she is a Mexican serial killer who was primarily active in the 2000s. She was born on December 27th, 1957 in Mexico, and she had a real shitty childhood. Her mom was 13 when she had her. Her dad, whose name was Trinidad, I thought that was kind of interesting, was not around. And according to Juana, when she was 13 years old, her mom, who she says was an alcoholic, gave her away to a man, and this man would abuse and rape Juana. So Juana ends up staying with this man for 5 years. She actually has her first child with him, a son.
Yeah, like how old she was when she had to go live with the
13.
Rapist dude. Oh, man.
Yeah,
so
she stayed
to 18.
To 18, Watch correct. Her. Correct. So that she ends up having three other kids. I don't know who she has these three other children with, but she ends up having three other children. Her eldest son, unfortunately, is murdered by muggers. I think I believe is that they beat him with a baseball bat and they killed him while trying to mug him. So she ends up, she just struggles through life. You know, she's a single mom. She struggles through life. And she's like a stocky woman. And later in life, she becomes a luchadora, which is a wrestler she's an amateur wrestler in lucha libre. And her name is, she wears like this pink outfit with this pink mask. Send you pictures. And she goes by the name La Dama de Silencio, which means the Lady of Silence. And apparently she picked this name because she was very, I guess, to herself. She was quiet. And when she wasn't wrestling, she would sell popcorn. Her crimes, and we'll talk about them a little bit, consisted in that she would target elderly women, usually between the ages of 60 and 90. Most of them lived alone. And then she would pretend to either be a government official or a healthcare worker in order to get inside the homes of her victims. Once she was inside, she would strangle her victims. I'll tell you guys about the crimes in a minute. I won't go through every single one because there's a lot, with things like stockings, telephone cords, stethoscopes. And it's really hard to pinpoint what the motive was. They, in some accounts, it says robbery, but she wouldn't really take valuables. She would take like religious trinkets and crap. Sometimes she would take money, but it wasn't like an obscene amount of money. It wasn't like a huge thing. And the robbery thing and stealing money makes sense because she was struggling in life financially. So that makes sense. But I just think like the little religious trinkets stuff, I don't know. It's weird. And she would usually just take like those little small mementos. So authorities believe that her first victim was this woman named Maria de la Cruz de la Luz Gonzalez Anaya, who was 64, and she's found beaten, strangled in her Mex in her home in Mexico City on November 25th, 2002. And 4 months later, she ends up killing her second known victim, which is an 84-year-old woman named Guillermina León. And then after those two, they think that she could have killed as many as 46 women. So she's charged with 30 counts of murder once she's caught, and I'll tell you about how she's caught in a minute. But she is
God
found
damn.
guilty. She's found guilty of 16. According to her, she only killed the one that I'll tell you about in a minute. I just want to kind of go through the cases that are not in detail because there's 30, but just kind of go through the time frames that she committed, allegedly committed these crimes. So November 25th, 2002 was the first woman. In 2003, she killed seven women allegedly from March 2nd to November 28th. Most of them strangled. There was one strangled with a stethoscope, strangled with a cord, strangled with a ligature. And then in 2004, she has a busy year. Give me a second.
Well, damn, while you're checking that, Patty, I just want to
Yeah.
say that's a lot
Yeah.
of people to be killed.
Yeah.
Six.
So in 2004, she kills 14 people from February 20th to November 17th, allegedly. One of them, Maria Dolores Martinez Benavides, which was on October 24th. She was 70. She beat her and then strangled her with a stethoscope until her neck snapped. Some were strangled with belts, cords, multiple cords. Then in 2005, a slower year for her, I guess. Seven murders, strangled with a pantyhose. There's
Body
one
hose.
stabbed, strangled with a pantyhose and fatally beaten when she put up a fight. Another one. Oh no, I'm sorry. 2005 was more than seven. It was seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
Holy
15,
crap.
16. In 2005, she's connected to 16 crimes. A
I
bathrobe belt. One of them was bludgeoned, and I'm like, I don't know that that was her because that she would have just totally gone off. You know
A
what I mean? Like
regular.
just one time, she just went off on that tangent. So yeah, they think she killed up to 46 women
I'm sorry, where is this?
in Mexico.
Mexico. Buen
Correct.
particular.
They're in different areas, and I'm not too. So the first woman was found in Coyoacán, Mexico, and the last one. Sorry, I know it's here. I have it in my notes.
Oh
I
yeah, okay.
didn't put where the last one, they found the last one.
But like all her victims, this is like kind of poor areas.
No, most of these women were not poor.
Really?
Correct.
Dude, what are you talking about, bruh? This lady was killing well-to-do people for like 3 years straight, 16 a year, up to 10, 12 people a year.
Allegedly, yeah.
And nobody hear about this? And wait, I'm
No,
like so
they heard
confused.
about, I'm going to talk about it. They heard about it. They knew about it. They were looking for a killer. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Huh.
So
Holy crap.
In 2006, on January 25th, 2006, the day of her last murder, she is seen leaving the home of her last victim, a woman named Ana Maria de los Reyes Alfaro, who was 84, who she had strapped and strangled with a stethoscope. I was going to say telescope, stethoscope. A neighbor sees her leaving the home and I guess just got a weird feeling. So went to check on Ana Maria and then ends up finding her dead. So this is how they eventually capture her. When they capture her, she's like, I only killed this one woman. You guys are trying to pin all these crimes on me. And I just killed this one woman. So she maintained that she had only killed this woman. And that the reason that she had killed this woman, who was apparently not, I wouldn't say she was loaded, but she was an esteemed member of society. She was doing okay, was because she said that the woman had been, what's the word? Like she had made derogatory comments to her, which made her feel degraded. She also says at one point that she had killed her because the lady reminded her of her mother and she was resentful towards her mother. And that's why she killed this woman. As they're doing the investigation, this investigation took years, Issa, and the reason is because the authorities were never looking for a woman. They thought it was a man. So Juana Barraza, like I mentioned, is stocky. She also has very short hair. So they either thought it was a man, a homosexual, or a trans person. And so apparently at one point they just started interviewing all the trans people that they could find in this community. So they were completely off. They were not looking, they were not on the right track. And that's why it took so long. And I wonder, like, would she have ever been caught? I think eventually she would have been caught because she was just doing it so much, but they were not at all looking for a woman at all, at all, at all. They were completely 100% looking for a man, and that's why it took so long to find her.
I mean, like, and I hate to say this, but it the way you describe it, it sound like a man do that shit, you know. That's a very powerful way to kill somebody, like strangling and,
yeah,
you know, bludgeoning and shit.
Yeah.
And was this happening all throughout Mexico, not just Mexico City, but different parts of Mexico?
You know, I have to look at that, and I probably have a thing open. I read on another article, but I didn't find too much information about him, that at one point she comes friends with a taxi driver. Well, she becomes involved with the taxi driver, and I guess he would kind of drive her around and serve as her accomplice, and that's when her crimes really started to pick up. So it was definitely, I think, throughout Mexico City. I don't know how broad, you know what I mean, from what point to what point.
And she was a wrestler all this time, right?
She was an amateur wrestler,
going to different towns wrestling and then killing people in those towns, something like that, maybe.
No, because at this point she was already, when she's caught, she's 48. Her wrestling was kind of slowing down. There were parts that she was touring with the wrestling company and she was doing a lot better, but at this point her career was kind of starting, her wrestling career had kind of started to dwindle down, which is why they believe that, yeah, this had a lot to do with a financial motive. Like she just wasn't making the money that she was making before. But just by reading what she was taking from these homes, I'm like, well, doesn't seem like she was doing a great job. Like, you know what I mean? Like religious trinkets. Like, what are you going to get from that? There were homes I read where they found money left behind and jewelry. And it's just like something is very definitely off.
So she did. I mean, like, dude, this is like the numbers you're talking about. It up there with some of the most savage serial killers we talk about.
100%. There's a documentary on her. I didn't find this out till like too late and I didn't get to watch it. I'm going to watch it because I think this is pretty fascinating. But there's a documentary on her on Netflix. It has pretty good reviews. Is it called The Old Lady Killer, I think, or something? Let me see. The Lady of Silence, which is her wrestling name. That's what the documentary is called. And it's on Netflix. It's from last year. I'm shocked that I never heard of it because I watch all those true crime documentaries, but I've never heard of it. So,
well, yeah, I'm gonna watch it now.
Yeah, so definitely there's that. So then she's put on trial. She's still adamant, obviously, that she only killed one person. I want to tell you a little bit about her prison life. So she's adamant that she only killed one person. She's put on trial for, I think, 30 murders, and she is found guilty of 16. There were some of the homes where she was saying, oh, no, I wasn't there, where they actually found her fingerprints. So they're like, we have proof that you were in this home. Also, when they arrest her, they find, which is, whatever, they do find the she at some point had acquired a fake nurse's uniform in order to be able to get into the homes. So they find that, and then they find a stethoscope, and they find all kinds of wacky little items. So she is incarcerated at the Santa Marta de Acatita prison in Mexico City. And so there, from Monday to Wednesday, apparently, according to the article, this article's from last year, things could change. She makes tacos and she sells them in the prison courtyard. And at one point in 2015, yes, she ends up marrying another convict. So I don't know why he was in prison, but he was a 74-year-old man named Miguel Angel, and he was housed in the men's unit at the same prison. Yes.
She hook up with a dude in prison, man. When they have like group co-sex meets.
She had only seen him once. We're gonna get there.
All right.
But apparently, maybe he saw her because this was a very famous case. So maybe he saw her, knew she was there, and started writing her letters because that's how he kind of woos her through letters.
I see pictures of victims.
Of her victims.
The
Old little grannies.
old grannies, dude.
I know. I know. And in Mexican culture, you guys have seen Coco, like, right? Like, they really hold their elders in very high regard. So this was probably like sending everybody into a panic and a frenzy because they don't play with their seniors in Mexico, right? And so they end up having a wedding with 48 prisoners. And I'm sorry. They're able to have a ceremony that includes music, that's her, music, food, and cake in prison.
Oh, nice.
And so they're married, but they end up getting divorced after a year because before marrying him, Juana had only spent less than an hour with Miguel Angel, and I guess she just was not feeling it after they got married and had their cake and music at the prison. And so they ended up getting a divorce. And she is still alive. I saw a recent picture of her. She looks pretty good. She is now, let me see her age. I know she's in her 60s. She's
Lady
66
is
now.
this lady is evil, dude.
Yeah, not a good person.
No.
And I read one of the accounts. Oh, that's her when she got arrested. She looks a little better now. I saw a picture of her oh, no. Maybe the picture I'm looking at is before that one. There's an Oxygen documentary about her too, which I have not seen.
But when did she get caught again?
2006, while she
2006.
was fleeing, January 25th, 2006, while she was leaving the home of her last victim, Ana Maria de los Reyes Alfaro.
So how many years did it take throughout, like?
She started in 2002, 2000, yeah. She'd committed one crime in 2002, and then she stopped. So she did that in November. She started it back up again in March of 2003 and with a
Interesting.
vengeance.
So a 4-year spree. Interesting.
Yeah,
4 years. Wow.
correct.
Interesting.
Oh, I mean, like all serial killers, something they have in common is like whether they w want it or not, they kind of like part of them need to kill, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just so glad this story had tacos in it.
I know I'm
I'm
hungry
so
now.
glad that they make the tacos for her wedding.
Yeah.
When she got married, they had tacos at the wedding, and they had that information for us to confirm
Yeah.
that what was served
I
at
mean,
the
this just to me like confirms that if I ever go to prison, I want it to be in
wedding.
Mexico because they have tacos in the prison and they're authentic, I'm sure.
Yes, that was I was
No.
thinking the exact same thing.
No.
I have seen documentaries, like little skips of documentaries about Mexican prisons.
No
Khalid,
tacos.
I don't know if the ladies' prison's different, but A man's bum bum is not safe in that prison, dude. Is not
Oh.
safe one
A
bit.
man's bum bum is not safe in any prison.
Any
True.
prison, dude.
Any prison. But if
Men
there's tacos,
don't go to prison.
you know.
No.
No, not
No.
worth it.
Man rape is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, so I feel like it had like a transition that went from her being abused to becoming a wrestler and then her being a serial killer. I try
Yeah.
to see like w at which point you feel like that kind of tendency to kill, you know, excuse me.
I think she probably, I don't know the details of the first murder, but I think she saw an opportunity and she took it, you know? And so
Yeah.
she had a rough life and she's probably pissed off. And let me look up this woman, this first woman that she killed. Let me see if I could find some
And I
information
have to say, Hattie's pronunciation of these terms today for her topic on
about
point,
her. A treat.
right?
Such a treat. I don't know if it's on point. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
It is on point
But
because I'm
it's a
Hispanic
treat.
and Spanish is my first
Oh.
language.
Well, there you go.
Every time she say a word, I was like, oh shit. That is fancy. It's really
Fancy.
fancy.
This is a weird website.
It usually have like some type of indication in the first kill when they had like look at the victim that it touch on all the other victims.
Oh, you guys, on Murderpedia, there's pictures of the victims. It's so gruesome. It makes this
Oh,
whole thing so much more worse. Like, it's just like straggling somebody. Like, you have to look at that. You know what I mean? You're actually looking at them as they die, and that is just.
Yeah. What brings
Well, you
somebody to
start,
that
she
level?
might stand up behind them, dude. She might stand up
It
behind them.
looks like she was standing on top of them.
Is animalistic though.
It's
Is
disgusting.
dude, that's a I
That
don't know.
was rough. That was rough. That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for information on the first victim.
Did she eventually confess to killing everybody? But it just tie it into like all these old ladies being killed the same way.
And she maybe she's not tied to, maybe it wasn't her doing all 30, but I just think the bludgeoning one throws me off a little bit, and obviously I'm not an expert, but it just seems so weird. But the other ones, like the method of killing is so, it's the same. And a stethoscope, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it pantyhose, because she used pantyhose, stethoscopes, cords. Those are usually the items she used, and I believe those are probably all her.
Dude,
You ready to
ew.
close a bunch of cases? Blame it all on a serial killer.
Right.
Close it
Well,
all on
apparently
us.
during this time period, there was a lot of seniors being killed. I don't know if that just whatever. And so, you know, who knows? Who knows? But I think some of them definitely, most of them probably definitely were her. And of course,
Holy
she
crap.
just gonna say that one first one, you know what I mean? Because the one last one, because that's the one that they caught her on. She's, you know, and she keeps her innocence. She's gonna die in prison. She's sentenced to 759 years. So
God
at this
damn.
point, you would think, like, why not just say it?
Is that an American or a Mexican? You know,
Years?
the ratio, you know.
I think Mexican
Okay.
years.
So Mexican,
It's a
yes.
lot
There you
less.
You know how many American years 759 Mexican years are?
Like two. No idea.
Dude, so I mean, like her kids were how old at the point where she was caught?
I don't know. She was 48.
And she had three kids. I mean,
Yeah, she had one that passed away.
ugh.
And I don't think any of them lived with her. I think her youngest one had gotten married and had moved away. So I don't think any of her kids at this point were living with her.
Ew, dude. You think she started murdering while the kids were still in a house? Like she was still a mama in the house, taking care of the kids, going and wrestling and selling popcorn, killing somebody on the side, and then making
Maybe.
tacos and shit? Like,
Yeah. Maybe. And I read somewhere that she had at one point an accomplice, a woman, not the taxi driver, but a woman that had concocted this plan with her. I don't know that it's true where they were like, oh, let's go dress up and target these women and rob them. I don't know if when this plan was concocted, it was to kill them too. Maybe so that they wouldn't, find them. But apparently the woman ends up kind of going against her or something. And so while initially, apparently she, according to, I forgot the website I read it on, and you don't hear a lot about this woman, so I didn't really mention it, but according to that, she did have an accomplice for a little bit, and then the woman kind of backstabbed her, and so she ends up doing this alone. And I just wonder if this is true, then why didn't the woman like rat her out? I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, damn.
Lady of Silence. You
The
see, there's
Lady of Silence.
a lot of murder, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like when we do these kind of multi-topic things, it always have like so much more that we could talk about on each one that we do. This
Yeah.
lady is fascinating, man. Holy
Yeah,
crap.
I know. I really tried to keep it. There was another woman I wanted to do that I mentioned to you guys. And the reason I didn't pick that one is because there was just so much that I think needed it to be. Maybe we could do a separate episode. I was like, it's going to be so hard for me to keep this succinct. So that's why I picked Juana
Did she
Peraza.
kill more people than this lady, dude?
She
Than wrestler lady?
only killed one person, but
What
it's
the?
just the amount of abuse that this person suffered. She was like, this woman had terrible person, like for real, terrible human being. Her name is Gertrude Banaszewski, and she had seven kids, had a fucked up life, and one of her neighbors, they're like circus people and they're traveling, so the guy's like, the father's like, I'm gonna leave my two daughters with you. Very short version of the story that I'm going to tell you. I'm going to leave my two daughters with you and I'll send you $20 a week to take care of them. This was back in the day, so $20, I don't know what it would be now. And I guess after a while he stopped sending the money, so she started taking it out on one of the girls, particularly the and they say it's because she was pretty. And she then got her kids to also get in on the abuse of this girl and
I
one of
remember you talk
her
about
boyfriends.
this too.
And yeah, so that case is insane, but just like I feel like that case, you kind of, and it's heavy, you kind of have to go through all the years and all the different things that she and her kids did. So that's why I didn't do that one.
Well, I mean, like to touch on like wrestling lady again though, like that ain't joke numbers, dude. That's like serious savagery. For many years, man.
And I read
That's
that
Jeffrey
in,
Dahmer level shit,
yeah,
dude.
that's insane. But I read that in Mexico, they never really used the term serial killer. Like they never were like, oh, we have a serial killer until Juana came around.
Damn.
Sam is right.
Damn, damn, damn. Well, thank you, Patty, for bringing us down with murder and whatnot. A little highlight on the Mexican wedding, but it did not work out well. Quick
Not
divorce.
bad. No. The story had it all: romance, strangulation, popcorn, wrestling,
Tacos.
silence,
Tacos. Tacos.
tacos.
See, I'm still high on the first part of the topic, Patty being so amazing, that this just brought me down a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a
Okay.
little bit. I'm not there
So you
yet.
were at a 10 and you're now like, what, let's check in. What are you on that now?
9.5.
Oh, you're good. Okay.
I'm there, It's like, all right.
9.5.
Tacos brought it up a
9.5.
little bit, but okay.
What were you
That's your
thinking,
girl.
buddy? Were you thinking
Oh,
about somebody wicked and somebody who do crazy shit and they happen to have a vagina?
exes don't count. You can't discuss exes on this cast. It'd be
Do
against
you
the
guys
rules.
do you want to cover my mother-in-law? Just kidding.
Oh, that is
Yes.
one for a guy called Luis Santos.
Bing. Oh my God. Nice. But
Dude, should we
But
work on like doing like sound effects? Is there like something we could do? Bling, ding, like something like that? I hear so much podcasts doing it, but it's so corny, you know?
it
We
is
don't want to go down
corny.
that
Yeah, it's a little corny.
route. Do we want to go down that route? No.
Oh, maybe a goat.
Yeah, but the goat was awesome, dude. But goat was like how we used to outro like
I
every
like a
end of the
goat.
podcast. We used
I
to
like
have
a
goat.
goat.
And then podcasters take away goat, dude. And like we couldn't do goat anymore on the end of it. It would be goat or cow.
Goat or cow, all delicious.
All delicious. So Khaled, what are
Well,
you thinking, buddy? You wanna
so
go or you yeah.
yeah, my lady's pretty short. I could do an honorable a dishonorable mention at the end, but you know,
Oh,
for another person, but
your mother-in-law?
my mother-in-law. My no, my killer,
Boom.
my bad lady was also possibly a mother-in-law. I'm not even sure if her kids got married, but Delphine LaLaurie is who I'll be covering. Sounds pretty, right? Pretty name, but you know, has some great things about her that I'm going to mention. Not really. You know, this happens to be murders that happened in the town of Louisiana, New Orleans, also called the French Quarter, places that Patty has visited also, you know,
Yes.
and she lives. And Patty, I think you've been to this place before,
I
right?
have. I will share the I'll look for the picture and we'll post it on the gram.
So Delphine LaLaurie, I didn't know about her until watching season 3 of American Horror Story.
There you
I
go.
season 1 scared the hell out of me. I didn't want to watch her anymore, but season 3 came out and she was in there and I was like, "What the hell? Is this real?" And it turns out, yes, this is real. This lady, Delphine LaLaurie, was born back in March 19, 1789, right? And she died at the ripe old age of 62.
Wow.
And 12, 7, 19, 18, 1844 or 49, something like that.
49.
1849. There you go. And she was a busy lady. She had three marriages, right? And the last one, there was a first guy named Don Lopez, Jean something, and then Dr. LaLaurie. Dr. LaLaurie. That kind of put some bells off in my mind that she married a doctor, the last one that changed her name,
Oh.
right? So kind of probably coincides with what happens to her victims. Delphine LaLaurie was high society back in Louisiana back in the 1800s, right? So she had slaves. She had lots of slaves for many years. Now, she wasn't all bad. There was a couple instances where she actually released some of her slaves back in 1818 and 1832. She emancipated two slaves. So, you know, that shows maybe a nice side to her. But these murders began happening when she
In
was
between
around, huh?
the murders and the owned
Between
slaves,
murders,
I guess
yeah.
like freed two slaves.
It may have gotten bad because word was getting out that things were going wrong at the LaLaurie house, the LaLaurie mansion. So these issues, also like Patty's murder that she discussed, happened in the span of 4 years. These incidences that go around Madame LaLaurie also happened within 4 years, between 1831 and 1831 to 1834. In that time, say between 1830 and 1834, there were registered at least 12 deaths in her household of slaves. So that's a high number of slaves that died, including a cook named Bonnie. Bonnie had four kids that were also in the home. So that's five right there, five of the 12. Let me go through some numbers with you. She had a yeah, yes, sir.
She killed all the kids too, man.
They all died in her while in her house, right? So there was a 13, there was a 10-year-old that died in February 16th, 1831, a 10-year-old. Then the sibling, a 4-year-old, died in August 26, 1831, same year, sibling dies. Then fast forward 2 years, February 21st, 1833. A 13-year-old dies, and then in where was it? March 29th, 1833, the 4-year-old dies, and in between all of that, the mom also dies in February 7, 1833. So I guess the mom died right before the last child. So imagine all those deaths happening in a household. Now, people were hearing rumors of the slaves being mistreated, but they're also hearing rumors that she treats her slaves well. And you have to treat your slaves back then with some, you have to upkeep them. So there was a lawyer that came to her house to tell her, hey, you got to treat your slaves correctly. You can't be abusing them. And I think that where the downfall happened for her was Lalori. She was trying to chase one of her slaves, a young girl. I think she was like 12 years old. And she chased her and she fell off the roof and died. Right. So the inhabitants of the community of Louisiana, of the French Quarter, they were saying that they were upset what was going on, and they kind of shunned her a little bit up until the point of a fire happening in April 10th, 1834. There was a fire in the kitchen area of the mansion where LaLaurie lived with her husband and her kids. And when they broke in to out the play out the fire, no, was it
No, I know this part of the story. So I'm just like, oh, this is so bad. So bad. Yeah.
There was a lady who was chained to the kitchen, and she set the fire because she was afraid of being tortured by LaLaurie. So she tried to kill herself. Didn't
Damn,
work.
that I didn't know. Okay.
So she burned, but they were able to guess to out it. But when the town members came over to try and help, they knew there were slaves upstairs in the attic. And the lady downstairs said, people go upstairs and never come back down. So they were imploring the LaLauries to give us the keys, let us get in there and get the slaves out. And they're like, no, we don't want to, we don't want to. But they came back and they were able to break down that door. They didn't come back. They went upstairs and they broke that door down. And what they saw was horrific for them to see. They saw slaves tied up to chains, allegedly tied up to medical beds. They were hanging from the wall, chained up, their legs spread or their extremities spread open and cut from one extremity to the next, limbs stretched out, they say, mutilated bodies, people in cages. It was like crazy what they saw up there. So they were able to at least rescue all the people in there. They said there was a lady with an iron collar, another lady with a deep wound in her head. I said chained to cages. And there was some maybe exaggerated stories of what they saw inside there, like people with spikes on their necks and different things. The stories enhanced a lot. So there may have been more going on. But a thought of mine that came to me, and you guys tell me what you think. If she married a doctor, the third one, and she didn't have any history of these issues going on before, what part of it maybe have been medical experimentation where she was, remember we were discussing mad scientists? Was this doctor, the one doing all this, or is it the wife being blamed, or was it her partaking in some medical experiments? Was she the evil one? A question, how does a husband not know what's going on? I don't know how long he lived. He was there. I think he was there.
I'm
But
looking him up.
yeah. But to be doing experiments like that, cutting into the people, that's a different level of insanity. And there were so many bodies buried on the property. And I don't know if they dug it all up, but the people were so upset in the French Quarter. They came in, a mob came in, and they destroyed everything in that house, ripped on the walls, gutted it out, to the point where the house was, abandoned for a few years. And, it's still there. It's been added to, it's been developed, it's been fixed up.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful house. Guess which actor bought the house? You guys know?
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, yes.
Was it Nicolas Cage? Oh, goodness.
Of course it was. Nicolas Cage
Course.
loves New
Right.
Orleans as much as I do.
3.2 million he paid for that house. But
Wow.
then it went into foreclosure. Something happened and it eventually sold for like 2 million or something like that to some group has it now, has the home. But and LaLaurie now, after this incident where her house was ransacked by the locals, they were pissed off of what she was doing. She ran off to France and allegedly died in France. Hopefully by a boar hunting incident, but that
Oh.
was just allegedly what happened to her. But she died somewhere in France, allegedly. Now she's
Dude.
dead for sure, unless you go along with the story of American Horror Story, where she's like immortal, living in a
Right.
coffin, waiting to be released. You know that story.
So good. That's a really good season.
Yeah, it was
Love
a good
American
season.
Horror Story. Asylum is my favorite. I think Coven is my second favorite.
Dude, you guys gonna make me start that show eventually.
You've
You gotta watch it,
never
dude.
seen American Horror Story?
Not an episode, dude.
Dude, what the hell?
I keep hearing
Man.
about it, and every time I want to watch it, it intimidating in terms of like the amount of shit it has. It's like 25
Well,
seasons or some kind of
yeah,
shit like that, dude. And like,
but, every season is a different story. You don't have to watch every season. There's, yeah, it's an anthology. There's seasons that I start and I'm like, I'm not watching this shit because
And
some aren't great, but.
they recycle characters, and some characters bleed into this another season. I've seen that
Yeah, but
happen.
you don't need to watch.
No.
Like, if you wanted to watch Coven, you don't need to watch. They're saying that there's connections in all of them, but you don't need to watch whatever to the first one to watch Coven. You know, you can just watch Coven. Yeah.
Watch that. Watch
But the
that.
first one is good, so you should see it. I would definitely recommend the first three. Those are great.
And after you watch it, take a trip to Louisiana and
Yep.
go check out the house. It's at 1140 Royal Street in the French Quarter. So,
I
you
sent
know,
you guys a picture.
beautiful house.
So what year was this again, buddy?
1830 to 1834. The fire happened April 10th, 1834.
I'm surprised that they give us so much flack. You know, that's some high time slavery time. You know what I mean? Like, I thought she would have just got away clean with that and just be chilling out, you know? I'm not surprised that she didn't get arrested, that it had no repercussions, and that she just moved to France.
She escaped to France. I'm pretty sure that people would have dealt with her if they had could get their hands on her.
When you
She
say
escaped.
people, dude, what do you mean? Like slaves? Like
No,
slaves was trying to kill her? Like, or
no,
other slave
escape.
owners?
The other slave owners, I guess. I guess the other people of the French Quarter. A judge was part of it. A judge kind of like said what he saw, told some
There
people
was
told
at
them
the
so.
time, there were also, I'm pretty sure at the time, there was also free people of color. So yes, there were black slaves, but there were also free people of color. So I think the treatment, like you couldn't, like how Khalid was saying, like you just couldn't treat them however the fuck you wanted. Like there were standards of how you had to treat them. Yeah.
Madame Bovary.
I'm reading about the third husband. I'm reading from this website, Ghost City Tours. And so when that doctor meets her, she's already very wealthy, and he was basically a chiropractor,
That's not a doctor. Sorry.
straightening
Just wanted to
crooked
not on
backs.
there.
And so in 1826, she ends up taking one of her kids to him, and that's where the romance starts.
It's when the
At the
murder starts.
time, yeah, she was an older woman at 38. That was in 1826.
An
At
older
38,
woman at 38. God damn.
well, I guess, yeah, and it's in quotations. Older woman at 38 with two dead husbands, five children, and considerable wealth. One could speculate a few scenarios around their blossoming relationship, but one thing we know for sure is that she ends up getting pregnant with the doctor's baby and they are not married, which I guarantee was not going or lo was not going to be well received at the
Scandal.
time. So they end up getting married after the birth of the baby. At this point, she's worth $66,000, which at the time was a hell of a lot of money. And so they end up getting married and they end up rolling back the date of their marriage because obviously having a kid out of wedlock at the time would have been like, hell no. So he is 25 when she is 40. So she's cougaring it up. And apparently, this was not a happy marriage. They would often fight. This is traced back from letters that they found. And then they would split up a lot, Khalid, and then they would get back together. I'm trying to find if he was in the home when these things happened. On because it says on November 16th, 1832, Delphine Lalaurie petitioned the courts for separation from the bed and board of her husband. She claimed that Lalaurie had treated her in such a manner as to render their living together insupportable. So she also claimed that LaLaurie had beaten her in front of witnesses. 5 months later, Dr. LaLaurie acquiesced and consented, moving permanently to his newly acquired residence in, I can't read that word because it's French. So that was in 1832.
Oh, right, okay.
So he leaves the home in 1832.
Yeah.
So I think this was her.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, maybe she was into the doctor because she was always into like medical shit, like that kind of weird.
Maybe.
Yeah, that was part of her crazy man, like being into like surgically do shit.
I don't know, man, but it's just it's what brings somebody to that door, you know, to like killing somebody or mutilating bodies.
Well, she was always a psychopath. You had to think, right?
Yeah,
for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
Damn, but it's interesting to think about like a psychopath being in control of like 100 slaves. You know what I mean? Like you have no limits there. You know?
Yeah.
Like technically, those people are your property. That's the mindset you're going in. So it's, you know, it harder for them to like make a complaint. It harder for it to like be brought to light. So she must be was like killing for a minute.
Sense of control that you have, you know. Yeah, I see that.
I surprised they didn't have like a rebellion.
Oh, they did. They had the mob that broke down and burnt the house down. Well, didn't burn the house down, but ransacked the house. So the bones are still there, I think. But the house has been added to and developed more and added onto.
Didn't a slave actually end up, isn't the reason that she was able to get away because a slave saved her, one of her slaves?
I'm not sure, but I know that they took all the slaves to a local jail and the people, like thousands of people came to observe them to see the atrocities that were committed against them to see if that was real or not.
Hmm.
But I didn't know one of her slaves, she did get away to a local like a skiff or something, and she ended up in Alabama, and then from Alabama she went to Paris. So she escaped the locals somehow. I'm surprised a slave helped her out.
Maybe I'm wrong. I thought
you could be right.
I thought that's what I've read, but I could be wrong.
She can't be bad to all of them, right?
Well, she could, yeah.
Could.
So
that's our LaLaurie lady.
And
just to give you another dishonorable mention,
yes,
of somebody that I heard about while covering these topics of terrible ladies, women, sorry, terrible women, Andrea Yates. I was talking to.
We should do an episode on her.
We should, but that's a mixture of like postpartum depression and craziness just came to another level. But Andrea Yates, we could cover at another point. But she killed, her kids. 5 kids, all drowning, each one of them back in June 20th, 2021 in Houston, Texas, and drowned each one of them and laid them in their bed, except for the oldest one that she left in the tub. But I think he was struggling. There was a 6-month-old, a 2-year-old, a 3, a 5, and a 7-year-old. And then she calls the police and she calls her husband.
Is this the one where she laid them on the bed?
Yes. Them all
I saw a documentary about it, actually. I was saying I didn't know the story, that they were religious, right? And I think, did that have to do with the reason why she wasn't getting the help she needed?
I'm not sure. I know she was hearing voices.
She had schizophrenia. I'm pretty sure she has schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
And postpartum, right? Obviously. Yeah. And the kids were really close in age, so she never really got any help. But I don't remember if it's this particular case, but there was one where, because of their religion, like she wasn't getting the help that she needed to get. And something, is this the one where there's something with the mother-in-law? That's not a joke. Isn't the mother-in-law? I think, is this the one where the mother-in-law, like, either she calls the mother-in-law or the mother-in-law calls her and the mother-in-law calls the police or something?
There was some situation where it happened where she ran the bath water, and I think she left, the husband went to work, and then the mother-in-law was supposed to come over and help with the kids.
Yeah.
But within that time frame, she killed all the kids.
Yeah.
So, you know.
We should definitely do this story.
Yeah,
it's depressing, but it's a good one. It is.
Yeah, Dorothy was mentioning to me, why don't you cover this one? I'm like, who the heck is Andrea Yates?
Yeah, I saw a
So, you know.
documentary, but I don't remember
Course.
where, what, a while ago. Yeah.
And
That sounds
again,
like
such a dollar. Oh my God.
yeah, we
Yeah.
take recommendations from our super fans, so you know, keep them
Yeah.
coming. We'll probably cover Andrea Yates at another point.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So right now,
Dude,
guys,
we
I'm at about I would say 85
Okay.
in my joy level.
Okay. Let's see.
I
Let's
think
see.
it's a wrap. I think we owed it time, but I mean, like,
Oh, but you didn't have anybody?
I had somebody, but like, dude, we got so
So
deep into these people.
give us
All
the
right,
short version.
let me give you an honorary mention of who I was thinking about, because now I think if we was to do another episode, we have this lady, we have Yates, we have, like, oh my gosh, women are apparently horrible.
Yeah.
Present company accepted.
Present company accepted. But
Accepted or accepted? Excluded.
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 I know what you meant. I know what you meant. I know what you meant.
I mean, like, dude, this particular lady, if you guys talking about like serial killers, because I think both of you guys had like serial killer vibes that, including yours, Khaled. This particular lady, her name was Elizabeth Báthory, right?
Oh yeah, I actually did want to hear about her. Maybe
Yeah.
we should do a second part.
All right, Hungarian noblewoman, alleged serial killer from the Kingdom of Hungary, right? Apparently, she was accused of torturing and killing, well, not just her, but her and four of her servants accused of torturing and killing hundreds of girls and women from 1590 to 1610. Her servants were put on trial and convicted, whereas Báthory was imprisoned. And she died under mysterious circumstances. So, like, and I tell you, 300 testimonies they had. Now, the thing that I thought was kind of interesting about this, right? To give you guys like a overarching impression that this story had on me. 1610. This is when these murders take place. And guess what? The records were a mess. It was a lot of issues with the records at the
Believe
time.
it.
Right.
I believe you.
This could have potentially be a witch hunt, you know, and one of the biggest witch hunts that they had, because apparently she, Báthory had epilepsy, and she had like a bunch of sicknesses, but she w had inherited like a lot of wealth. Right. And one of her cousins was one of the first people to like bring up these rumors and bring up these particular accusations against her. So in 1573, Báthory was engaged to Count Nadasi, a
Oh,
member of the
that's
Nadasi
British.
family. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I butchered the name. It was a political arrangement within the circles of aristocracy. Aristocrat. Crassy? No.
Aristocracy. Aristocracy.
Aristocracy. Atra
Aristocracy.
Aristocracy. There you go.
Aristocracy. Aristocracy.
There you go. Nadasi was the son of Baron Thomas Nadasi and Osoyo Panzaisi.
Your
You guys.
pronunciation is bringing me so much joy. It's
You
on point.
guys know that,
This has been another episode of Issa Pronounces.
right? On May 1575, Batorian were married, and the marriage resulted in combined land ownership in both Transylvania and the Kingdom of Hungary, right? Nadasi's wedding gift to Batory was his household, a castle situated in what they would consider to be present-day Novmesto Vahom. basically, this combination of land, right, in 1578, 3 years into their marriage, Lassie became the chief commander of the Hungarian troops, leading them to war against the Ottomans. So Báthory managed business affairs and the family's multiple estates during the war. And the role usually included the responsibility of the Hungarian and Slovak people providing medical care during the long war. Báthory was charged with the defense of her husband's estate. She had like this very prominent position involving land, right? And apparently, when Nadasi died on January 4th, 1604, at the age of 48, all the exact nature of the illness that led to his death was unknown. It seems to have started in 1601 and initially caused debilitating pains in his legs. From that time, he never fully recovered. And in 1603, he was permanently disabled. At that point, he was married to Báthory for 29 years. So she put in time, dude.
Yeah.
You know? So she kind of like, that was her property and her estate at that point, even though he was going to die. But Nadasi entrusted his heirs and widow to Curzo, who eventually led the investigations into Báthory's crimes. All of a sudden, she owned all this thing. The person that investigating the crime is like somebody who have a claim on the property, right? And in 1610, they had assigned these investigators to look into her and to collect evidence. Now, they say plenty of the evidence was shady, but the real thing that solidified it was the witness statements.
Witch,
And
right? They were doing a witch hunt, basically.
well, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like 300 is 1600s. You know what I mean? So it's a minute back. You're talking 400 plus, but it looked like they had like motivation, one, to do it, and to potentially exaggerate it. And a lot of the things that she was accused of, it become more prominent as years went by. But I mean, the truth is, she was like one of the influences for Dracula, right? Because she was apparently killing these people, right? Killing these girls, cutting their necks, filling up bathtubs. Do you guys remember that hostel part two when it had the big swing thing? And it was like,
No.
well, anyway, she was like filling up tubs of blood.
Holy shit, that
And
lady,
yeah,
this
that
lady.
lady. This is tub bathing lady. She would take bathe in blood off these young girls
She
and then
looked young.
eat the flesh. Yeah, she was pretty from the pictures they had of her.
Is
Look her
this
up.
because she was trying to regain her youth?
Yes, dude.
Shit. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, she
Does
wanted to stay young.
it? No, it doesn't.
It's like, oh, that makes sense.
You are what you eat or bathe in.
She is pretty.
Yeah, right. And she was like, apparently one of the things that she wanted to kill for was to maintain that degree of purity.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Some witness statements varied. Some claimant have seen her engage in those brutal acts, while others have exaggerated or fabricated details, apparently. Some of the interesting things too was that apparently they had taught that she was involved in certain occult rituals.
Oh.
Yeah, and she was doing like kind of blood ceremonies as part of dark and supernatural practices.
I love that for her.
Yeah, bathing in the blood of young virgins would grant her eternal youth and vitality.
Oh, I love that for her. I love that statement.
Love
Quick
that for her.
question. Is there any possibility that she didn't do these things?
I lean in that she did.
Okay.
I lean in that she did. I think 300 is a large number.
Okay.
But, like, because this is like a super brief summary on it, end idea is I think she killed some people.
Okay.
And I think they had political
yeah.
issues in the background that could
Yeah.
have
And
linked it
it's
being
always
exaggerated.
so easy to blame women for stuff, I'm just saying,
And
particularly in this time period.
as Issa said, the records were a mess.
The
I
records
just, but
were a
the
mess.
records were a mess. The records were a
And
complete mess.
yeah.
And math may have been an issue, just saying.
She was killing for years and years, right? And nobody was saying anything. And then the villagers start making a big hubbub. And the cousin that she had was a preacher, right? Like a reverend something. And he's the one that went to the king chambers or wherever the ruling party was at that particular time and start complaining directly to them that, hey, she is like killing people en masse over there. Somebody gotta do something about this. And that is when the investigation start. Dude, where it have smoke, it have fire. You couldn't have like 75 people accuse Bill Cosby of spiking drinks, and even though he chilling out and walking free right now, everybody pretend like Bill Cosby ain't do shit.
Ew,
You
gross.
know, I just say it like it have something that potentially going down. If it had no murder, then you know it wouldn't have like 300 statements. It wouldn't like I it makes sense that in this particular time with somebody that wealthy, it take like about 5, 6, 7, 10 years for the investigation to actually start rolling in. And it would have just have like a shitload of rumors before that. But I mean, if you really think about how far crazy old this shit is, it's 200 years before your story. You know what I mean? And Khalid's story. And Khalid's story, the records was a mess.
True.
So yeah, I'll intro into Elizabeth Báthory, man.
A lot of exaggeration to the stories have developed over the years. So, but Patty's story is like pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
yours
recent.
was pretty cool.
Yeah, mine is recent.
Yeah, so
A hot debate. There's a hot debate on Reddit whether she committed these crimes or not. So.
yeah, I thought it makes sense that they still question it at this point. Right, because of
Did
the fact
they
that it had that motivation to frame her in a particular
find the
light.
bodies of these numerous women that she allegedly killed?
No, but she was gorgeous, so it was likely because of their virgin blood. It
No,
had
I
people
get it,
missing.
but did they find
I don't know.
bodies? Where are the
I'm
bodies?
not too
Like
sure.
300 bodies is a lot to never stumble upon. Like,
Yeah,
it's a
right.
very large number. I don't know, dude. I want to explore this more thoroughly one day.
Yeah, I think this is like a whole episode. I
I
think like
want to
every one of these
deep dive into
incidences.
Reddit.
Yeah, I think every one of these episodes is like whole episodes unto itself, dude. Every one of these little segments we cover. And we'll come back to it. I remember we had cover some serial killer or the other on 1 hour, like kind of segmented out thing, and then we end up doing like a whole episode on it. It
Yeah,
was
we
like a
should do
huge episode, dude.
from this one, we should take tacos and do an episode on tacos.
Just pure out
Yes.
tacos,
I'm
different
hungry.
types of tacos.
We need to go then. Do a trip down south. We get some tacos. Go check out some local sceneries, you know?
I'm down for that. Just tell me
Down for
when.
that.
And then we go to New
Mexico.
Orleans. Well,
Oh,
he means
yes.
Homestead, but yeah.
Oh,
Homestead. You talking about Homestead? I thought you was talking about Mexico, dude.
We still gotta check out that Coral Castle. We do some tacos in
Yeah,
Coral Castle.
we gotta do it.
Oh yeah. Well,
Meet some locals.
before then you guys have plenty of time to check out the Instagram to leave us a comment on the Instagram.
That's
Check us out
right.
on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. I
And
know, I know. I know what
smoke
people should be
signals.
doing.
What should they be doing?
They should be touching some grass, Patricia.
Don't
Oh,
touch
grass.
such grass,
Not, not
okay.
th I mean, smoke grass if you want, but more importantly, touch some grass.
Don't touch grass.
Watch out for that dog shit.
We'll be catching you next time. See ya.
Hasta luego.
Bye.